v'nelam, that he forgot about it. So that alone, mechlal diyoda, mashma, he knew about it. What does forgetting mean? That in the morning, you knew you touched the mace. You knew you were tummy. Then throughout the day, you forgot about it. V'nelam, you forgot that you touched the mace. Then the pasuk says, v'hu yoda, and he knew about it. What does it mean he knew about it? Harei kan shtei yedias. When the pasuk then says, v'hu yoda, it means to tell us that he knew about it. What does that mean? We know already he knew about it. That's the drasha from the first word, v'nelam. So from the word v'hu yoda, that teaches us that there has to be yediyah basayif. So this is Rebbe's pshat. Now Rebbe asked the question, and came, if so, the way I'm making this drasha, that from v'nelam and v'hu yoda, I know the yisoid that you have to have yediyah batchila, and yediyah basayif. And came, if so, matam alayim v'nelam, v'nelam. What does the Torah have to say twice the word v'nelam? The second word v'nelam is extra. So Rebbe says, lechaya v'alhelem tuma v'alhelem mikdash. So see, Rebbe himself clearly explains the psukim here that the second word v'nelam is explaining to us not only if the person forgot that he was tummy and went into the base of mikdash as the chaya v'korvin, but even if he remembered that he's tummy, just he forgot that this bias is the base of mikdash, he thought this bias was his shul. Or he forgot that this piece of meat is a korban. He thought it was a regular steak in the house. He forgot it was a korban shlomim. And yet when he's tomei, that's the chiddush, the second v'nelam, that he's chayav a korban el v'yarev. You see, clearly, Rebbe, forget about Rebbe Shmuel, forget about Rebbe Kiva, or Rebbe Shmuel, he himself dashes the Torah this way. He dashes clearly, v'nelam, fu yodan v'nelam, is teaching us that the yisoidus of a korban el v'yarev is when you have a yediyah batchila and yediyah batsayif, and the helim in between could be either way, one or two. Either you forgot that you're tamei, or else no, you forgot that the mikdash or it's basar kodesh. So clearly, that's Rebbe himself holds this word. Ashkechon b'yediyah, this lay time of the nafshei. So he proved me by yediyah satumah, Rebbe holds his own shita, that he dashes the Torah that yechayev and elaviyarev are both cases, not like Rebbe Kiva. But Shavuos, the last late time of the Nafshim Nolan, how do we know by Shavuos that Rebbe himself holds like Rebbe Kiva, not like Rebbe Shmuel? Really doesn't have his own drushes. Most of Svaru is a Svaru. Lishnach Yashkan, it is the second like Rebbe Shmuel, Shavuos, second like Rebbe Kiva Nolan, Svaru. Rebbe Kiva, my time, what's Rebbe Kiva's Svaru? Why he says by Shavuos, Yechai v'korvin, both ways, undi osid, or l'shavar, my time, I call Mechai v'l'shavar. The Dorish, Rebbe Yomiyat, because Rebbe Kiva dashes the Torah with the klolim of Rebbe Yomiyat, Rebbe Nami dash Rebbe Yomiyat. The son saying, Rebbe Yosef also dashes the Torah this way with the kayach of Rebbe Yomiyat. So if you dash in the Torah with the kayach of Rebbe Yomiyat, you come out with the same josh as Rebbe Kiva. That's the svara that Rebbe himself, by Hilchos Shavuos, is going to hold like Rebbe Kiva, that you chayav a korban eled, whether it's in the Yosef or whether it's in the Yovah. From the days. Again, we're still back in the middle of the Shiloh. Who does our Mishnah go like? So we came out that the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds by Hilchos Shavuos like Rebbe Akiva, and by Hilchos Tumah he holds like Rebbe Yishmael. So our Mishnah Mekitza comes according to Rebbe. So then the Gemara said it means Rebbe really holds this way. Not that he's just saying it over Alida to Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yishmael, but Rebbe really holds himself. Now, Hilchos Yediyas HaTumah, we brought a proof to a Rebbe Dashan's post that it says, V'nelam v'hu yoda, that mashmah is a diya metchila and a diya basayif. And then the post says another word, V'nelam, that means to teach us that even for Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. So we see clearly, Rebbe really holds like Rebbe Yishmael. Now the question was, how do we know to say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Kiva, Hilchos Shavuos, that Shtayim Shemarba, that Yechayim HaKorban Elu B'Yorad, even Lishavar? What happened? If you made a false shvua, you said yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat. How do we know in such a case you have a korban el v'yeri? So saying Rebbe holds like Rebbe Kiva. How do we know this? So that's what we're holding now. Right after the parentheses, for five lines down, Mar says Rebbe Akiva, my time ako mechayev l'shavar. What's the svar of Rebbe Kiva? Why does he say that if you made a shvua on what happened yesterday and it's false,
that you chayev a korban elu biyorid to dorish ribuy yomiyuton, because he dashes the Torah with the derech of a ribuy in the miyut. The Torah first says a klal, that's called a ribuy. Then it says a prat, a single factor, that's only a miyut. Now ribuy and a miyut, you add much more than if you were dashing just with a klal and a prat. Like Rashi has arichas here to explain it, but by a klal and a prat, there we say the prat is a pirush. It explains the klal is only the prat. But you have a ribuy and a miyut, the miyut is not called a pirush. It's not only this one case and nothing else, but rather it's only coming to exclude one case. So Rabbi Kiva dashens here by Hilchos Shavuos. We'll have this later on in the Masechta, more barichas. He dashens the Torah with a lashon of a ribuy and a miyut. So ribuy nami, so that's the way he dashens l'shavar. So I'll tell you, Rebbe also, Rebbe nami dorish ribuy umyutai. I'll bring you proof that Rebbe also dashens the Torah with the derech of a ribuy and a miyut. There are always two different ways to dashen. And we'll soon see, either a klal and a prat. Then the prat is a pirish. The only in the klal is only this prat. The other way, like Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva's dashening, no, it's a ribuy and a miyut. There's a ribuy smash from everything, and then a miyut to exclude something, but plenty is still included in the ribuy. So if Rebbe holds like this, it's pasha that Rebbe really holds like Rebbe Kiva Shita. The Tani will learn like this. Rebbe Yoimer, v'chol poidin b'chor odim. A person, a Jew, has gave birth to a b'chor. So the loch of a pidyon b'chor, you have to give 5 shkalim to the kohen. So what type of money do you have to give to the kohen? So Rebbe Shita is v'chol poidin. Any type of thing you could pay, even shavah kesef. Chutz min ashtoros. The only one thing you cannot use is a check. If you have a shtar, if somebody has a note saying that somebody owes you 5 shkolim, you're not allowed to give over that note to the kohen. Shtaris is not called gufa mamon. It's a piece of paper, that's all it is. It's not considered gufa mamon. The question about today, what our shtaris, what our checks have a locha. For Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan say no. Ba'akil poidin, true, you can be poid yibachor, not only with kesef, but with shava kesef also. Ba'akil poidin b'chor odom, but chutz, excluding me'avodin, you cannot use a nevet, the nevet k'nani, the evet ivri, ushtoris, you cannot give up ushtoris, v'kakois, they exclude 3 things. You cannot pay your debt with property. Now, my time with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning that he says only shtoris is no good, but karka is good? Because Dorish Ribuy Amyuta, he darshins this pasha of the Chor with the klal of a Ribuy and a Miyut. It's like this. O Peduya mi ben Chodesh Ribuy. The Pasuk says when he's 30 days old, 1 month, be poidin. Redeem your Bechor. Mash me anything. Even Shtaros. Then the Pasuk says, no, be Erkecho Kesev Chamesha Shkolim. You have to pay the worth of 5 Shkolim. If so, Miyut. That's a miyut, which is mashma, not everything, it's excluding something. There's a miyut that I would have thought you have to pay 5 shkolim. Then the pasuk says, tipode, again, go ahead and redeem him. That's chos of a ribuy. That's another extension, a ribuy, including other things. So therefore, it's a drasha of a ribuy, o miyut of a ribuy. What does this mean? Ribuy akol. Really, the ribu is the main thing. It's marba everything. Anything you could think of, you could pay for your pidyon haben. But we have a miyut. There is one miyut. Ma ribuy, ribu komili. Komili, everything is good. Or ma miyut. But we have one miyut that the pasuk does say, v'yerkecha kesef chamesha shkolim. So there is a type of a miyut. It's teaching us pure silver. Mashma is coming to exclude something else. If your dashna was a ribu miyut, the miyut is only excluding one thing. It's not an explanation on what the klal means. It's only a miyut. It's excluding one thing. What are we excluding? So Rebbe holds, miyut shtaris. It's excluding shtaris. That's the least of the three. Because karka, it has value to it. It's really gufa mamon. Just it's not metal, you can't move it around. Avodim also has more value to it. But a shtar, just a note that somebody owes you money, that has no goof, that's not called goof a moment. That's the least, that's the meat. Eina prat, perusha shel haklal, ela memaya toy bemiksas. It takes it away a little bit. Kloimar, lo yes hakel ribuy. The ribu is not coming to include everything. Beribu rishon, ela ze ukiyotze boy. Kesef, and anything like kesef. below Riba Basra. Even without the second Ribuy, Mishtam Alei Zeh, I would also know anything like it. Ukiyotzevoy. Dokach, therefore, Kiyosa Riba Achrina, Basra, the rabbis bore everything. That's the way it works. If it's a Ribuy, then a Miyat. The Miyat only means to exclude some things. Not only one thing. To exclude some things. But it's not a Pirush, it's not the Pshat. If it's a Klal Prat, then the Prat is the Pirush, explanation. It only means this one thing. When you go with a Riba Meat, it doesn't. That's not the Pshat. A Riba Meat means Riba mean everything. A Meat says, no, not everything. Some things yes, some things no. But not just this alone. Things that are like it. It says Kesef here. Anything that's like Kesef. Shove Kesef, Karka, it's all like. It's all like Kesef. No, I shouldn't say Karka. It would only be a Riba and a Miyat, the Stam Karka would not be good. But it's not only Kesef, pure Kesef, it could even be Shavah Kesef also. But the Stam Karkois would not be good. Now I need the Riba Basra to teach me Karkois is yes good. No. For Rabbonin, Darshi Klali Aproti. The Rabbonin Darshi in this Pasuk with a Klal of a Klal and a Prat. The Pasuk first starts off saying, a Peduya, mi ben Chodesh, that's a Klal. Any way you want to redeem your son, you can do it. Then it says a prat of the Erkecha Kesev Chamesh Eshkolim prat. That means bedafka this and nothing else. The whole klal only means the prat. Now Tipod, it says a second time another klal, Chazo klal, that not only Kesev, not only silver coins, but any Shavah Kesev is good. Now klal or prat or klal, Yatadan Elakena prat. It has to always be like the prat at least. That Maha prat, just like the Kesev. Mefurish, Dover HaMetaltel. For Gufay Mamin, real Kesev has two milas to it. That it's Gufay Mamin, it has the value to itself. You could take this to the store and buy things with it. And also it's Metaltel, you can take it with you, move around. So I've called any Shavah Kesev you want to use. You want to use a chair, anything you want to use for this. It has to be HaMetaltel, something that's moved around, for Gufay Mamin. And it has to be that you could trade this in, this has Shavis, it has value to it. I'll give you this, the store will give you something else, or you could trade with your friend. Yotzu kakois, from this klal prat or klal, it's excluded karka, why, shena metaltlim. You cannot move around property, so property is not called a davar metaltol, it's not at all doima to kesef, therefore you cannot use karka for pidyon b'chor. And Yotzu Avodin, an Eved Kenani also, even though he is metaltol the Eved, and he's gufa mamin, but still, Shulk Shulak HaKois, the Pasuk always says, an Eved Kenani is just like Achuz Aschem, is just like Karka, so whatever Karka is no good, the same applies to Avodin. And Yotzu Shtaris, you cannot use a note that somebody owes you money, Afo Pisha metaltol, even though you could move the note around, but ain't gufa mamin, it has no value to it, it's not like a regular check. Just a note that somebody owes you money, that has no value. You can't get anything for it. Maybe you can sell it to somebody else, but it has no gufe mamin, it's possible for pidyon aben. So this is the answer, that Rebbe himself also darshens the Torah we see by pidyon aben with the ribo yomiyot, so therefore it's poshet that Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Kiva's svarah, that a shvua lishovar is chai b'korbi. Now the Gemara asks, no. Oh, Malay Ravina La Neymar, Rebbe Dorish Ribu Yomitoi. Is it true that Rebbe Darshan the Torah with this cloud of a Ribu Namiyat? No. For Rebbe himself, Kololi Aproti Dorish. Rebbe really all over Darshan the Torah with the Gederach of a cloud and a Prat. The Tani will learn like this. Matseya, when you want to purse the ear of your Evid. So a Matseya is a sharp tool, a metal tool. Now, Ein Liyela Matseya. Only a metal tool is good. Minayin, how do I know the rabbi sasul that you can use a sul? Rashi said that chatichas eitz, a piece of wood, a sharp piece of wood. V'hasira, that's a koitz, a thorn. Hamachat, a needle. V'hamakadeach, that's something used to a charet, Rashi says, to scratch out with engraving. I'm not sure. But it does engraving.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, via mitra, she says, yeah. That carves out. How do I know any other tool you could use also, it's not metal? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, v'lokachto, that you take him, that kol dover shenukach, biyodi, anything that you could use with your hand, any instrument that you could use to pierce his ear with, it's good for the Eved to make a matzeya. Now, divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says no. Marzaya. The pasuk says a marzaya, a metal tool. Ma marzaya. Miyuchot shomatchis is made from metal. So af coil shomatchis. Any other a sharp screw, a screwdriver, any metal tool you could use to pierce his ear with. That's what Rabbi holds. But not other things. Now, the Arminan, we say over, but my Kavitsugi, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi? That Rabbi Dorish Klali Aprati. Rabbi Dashens is Psukimir by Matzaya with a klal and a prat. So you see, Rabbi himself holds from a klal and a prat. Rasa Lukachto klal, Matzaya prat, Vinosata Vyoznoi, Kol Dovra Nosin, Chose Vikolal, Ma prat Mufurish Shomatris. That's what Rabbi Dashens. That Rabbi Dashens with a klal of prat. And therefore it has to always be exactly doima to the prat, just like the prat is a metal tool, any other metal tool is good. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dorash Ribu Yomiyutoi, there's a Ribu Namiya.